L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Off and running another hour of Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by on this Wednesday. And yet another Wednesday and another embarrassing effort from the New York Mets here. It is now 9-3, people. 9-3. It got so bad that when they took the pitcher out for the Mets here in the top of the eighth, as he's given up 6 runs now here, he was nice enough to give one of the kids in the stands a souvenir as he chucked his glove in up and over the dugout into the stand. So that's nice. And I bet the kid that caught it could probably get more guys out than he did. But that's another story here. 9-3 right now. Dodgers on top of the Mets looking for the sweep. We'll have much more coming up this hour in Major League Baseball. Some great games getting ready to start here in the 7 o'clock hour, including the Washington Nationals taking on the Atlanta Braves here tonight. Mackenzie Gore going at it for the Washington Nationals, taking on the rookie for the Atlanta Braves that they're calling up. I love Imanaga tonight with the Cubs taking on the Brewers. That's coming up this hour. Also, Kansas City, Seth Lugo with an impressive 8-1 record and just a 1.74 ERA. The numbers have been phenomenal, taking on Bailey Ober and the Minnesota Twins. Minnesota won that game last night. KC looking to get the bats rolling here tonight. Seth Lugo, pretty impressive stuff at a pretty cheap price. Then you have the White Sox, who once again are setting out to prove that they are a terrible team. But the problem is they're taking on the Toronto Blue Jays, who once again, well, are a terrible team. So that one is going to be interesting. Those first pitches all happening here within the next 50 minutes or so, and we'll keep you posted on all of them. We also have a big night in the WNBA. 3 games set here tonight to kick off, including the Phoenix Mercury taking a trip to New York to take on the Liberty. That is coming up here in just a couple of minutes. The Atlanta Dream will also be heading to Washington and take on the Mystics. And then we'll have an 8 p.m. game tonight with the Las Vegas Aces taking on the Minnesota Lynx here. And the Washington Mystics finally have a home game. It feels like it's been a little while. And what a brutal schedule it has been for them here, and they don't have a lot to show for it. And that's what happens when you've got to rattle off and play teams like the Liberty and the Sun and the Sparks. And now they finally have had a couple of days rest. They now get to play a home game, and they are getting, as you can see, 5 points as a home dog. So this should be an interesting battle here. But what about the Liberty? What are we doing with the New York Liberty taking on the Phoenix Mercury here tonight? That was a just terrible loss to the Connecticut Sun the other night. 70-47 on the road, they lost to the Connecticut Sun. That was just terrible. And let's face it, the Phoenix Mercury going to try to bounce back here a little bit and see if they can't put in a little bit better effort. And by the way, Phoenix isn't as bad as the 47 points that they scored there against the Sun or the Connecticut Sun. They went an atrocious 1 of 27 from behind the 3-point line. You would think that, yes, regression, positive regression will be coming for them here tonight. And we've got the Liberty now as a monster favorite in this one here, but I'm not buying it. Also a huge, huge New York Liberty team total right now, 92.5 points in the game. That is a ton of points for a team in Phoenix that was pretty much thoroughly embarrassed and will give the kind of effort necessary here tonight to keep that number under its total. But the story so far of this young WNBA season has been the Minnesota Lynx, who are off to one of the best starts, 4-1 against the toughest strength of schedule opponents so far in the league. They have been impressive, especially with not one but two wins over the Storm and the Liberty. And they are going to have to be good here tonight. Getting 4.5 as a home dog against none other than the champs, the Aces, who are still 3-1 on the season here and in no way, shape, or form are going to sit there and roll over and take a night off against the red hot Lynx there. So a lot of folks in the market looking at taking those 4.5 points with the home dog think that they've already proven their ability to be able to compete with the best the WNBA has to offer. We're going to see that game coming up 8:00 Eastern time. We do have a night off in the NBA from playoff basketball as the Western Conference Finals will resume tomorrow in Minnesota as the Dallas Mavericks were not good last night at home in a closeout game. Kyrie Irving had been 14-0, I believe, in his career in closeout games, but now he's 14-1 as Dallas was putrid, shooting just about 32-33% in that game last night. Not good. Minnesota made enough plays and enough shots, even though half the team had foul trouble, including Carl Anthony Towns, who finally showed up and showed out in a game for the Timberwolves. Well, they're going to have to do it again and then again and then again if they want to take on the Boston Celtics. So they certainly have their work cut out for them. In the meantime, Luka and company didn't sound too concerned after the game last night, said it's just one game. Luka took full responsibility for the weak effort that Dallas put together there. He was not good, and it was noticeable early. Neither team, by the way, made it to the 50-point mark in the first half. It was 49-49 at the break. It was a great back and forth for most of the game, but usually where Dallas had shined in the fourth quarter, they weren't able to do that. And really, because Luka and company just were not very efficient offensively. But Dallas will have one more crack tomorrow to end it and get ready for the Boston Celtics, because those finals are starting a week from tomorrow, next Thursday night here. And we do have, of course, a lot of folks trying to figure out, is Boston going to be the favorite? Would Dallas be the favorite if they win? Well, there you go. You can see the series price right there. Minus 400 for the Celtics, plus 300 for the Mavericks. I know a couple of folks that have already started to mix and match. I know one guy that already bet Boston to win game one, Dallas to win the series at a pretty good price. So there'll be lots of talk about this coming up since we won't have a game after tomorrow for another week if it ends. But if they do have to go back to Dallas for a game six, well, then it's going to get interesting. Here's Boston just hanging out, waiting once again to see who's going to be making the trip to the Garden to take them on in game one. So still a lot to be decided there in the NBA in the Western Conference Finals. Dallas has got to handle business tomorrow.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Minnesota's going to do everything in their power to make sure they get a plane ticket back to Dallas for Game 6. And we got a Game 4 tonight in the NHL. Edmonton, the Oilers at home, trying not to go down 3-1 here tonight. Can they do it? Dallas, phenomenal on the road this playoff season. Can they pretty much close out the series tonight? We'll have much more on this. Joe Madden will join us. Come back and join us. Game Time Decisions continues here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. It has been absolutely electric in 4 games in the Eastern Conference Finals. Another overtime game last night. But we've got a series that's knotted up 2 apiece before they get to Game 5 in New York coming up. And tonight, well, the Edmonton Oilers facing the same scenario the Florida Panthers were just 24 hours ago. Joe Madden stepping in. And, we saw a hell of a game last night. Joe, and the Panthers were finally able to win an overtime game, and that series is knotted up 2 apiece. How much faith should we have that Edmonton can, you know, hold serve at home here after Dallas is what? One of the best teams we've seen on the road in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, they've been absolutely lights out here on the road, Joe. And I don't know if I could back Edmonton at this price. You look at the money line price for the Edmonton Oilers versus what you're getting for the Dallas Stars and the plus money with this team who is so phenomenally strong. And I just can't do it. I do think the Dallas Stars have every opportunity of getting the win and taking this back to Dallas, leading this series 3-1. Now, if you like the Dallas Stars, I'd jump on them now at plus 114 on the money line. I've already taken them, Joe, but I do think this is another really tight battle out there. If Dallas goes up and scores first, if you like Edmonton, you're gambling a little bit that Dallas will score first. And we know Edmonton's been able to do that in the majority of these games in this series. But then I would look at Edmonton if Dallas is able to do so and getting that plus money on them, because I do think this is another game that we could see overtime, the overtime bet coming in at plus 330 in this one. Joe, I'm expecting that back and forth battle. And if Dallas goes down first, I'm going to come back in on them on that money line, because I do think they have every opportunity of getting the win here. And that was the perfect situation last night with the Florida Panthers. I like the Rangers going in because of the plus money, and then was able to jump on the Florida Panthers when they went down in that game and grab that plus money on the other side, because we know these two teams, or these four teams, are all playing it so tight. But looking at tonight's matchup, I really do have the faith in the Dallas Stars. I think they have every ability. Now, one scary thing here is Stuart Skinner off a loss when he's been absolutely destroyed, like in the last game, normally has a bounce back game in the playoffs we've been seeing, and he's been able to record that win. So I am, outside of all my other bets, going to play Stuart Skinner over his save shots on goal market. That's coming in at 23.5. I do expect, even if Dallas is able to get their three goals, which I'm expecting in this game, for him to still go over 23.5 save shots on goal. So I'm going to play that, but I do think the main bets here is a Dallas's team total over 2.5. That's coming in juicy at minus 138, but I think they have every ability to put three goals on the board. I'd look at this full game under 5.5, so I'm asking a lot. I really do think this is 2-2 going to overtime, and Dallas is able to get the win. And I'm looking at a couple of players for their shots on goal, Joe. I'm going to circle Jason Robertson here for over 2.5 shots on goal, or sorry, 3.5 shots on goal. That's coming in at plus 122. He was absolutely phenomenal in the last game, able to get that hat trick. It was on four shots. I am expecting him to have that ability to come out nice and strong in this one again. And then you've got to look at someone from Edmonton. Now, if you look at Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, and Evan Bouchard, their props are so highly juiced. I just can't touch on them. I would be looking at taking Connor McDavid under his shots, which I don't want to do. It's 3.5. To the under, you got to lay juice at minus 156. He had six shots in the last game, but we saw him in previous games be held under this number of 3.5. I don't love fading players, because then you're looking for a completely boring game where those block shots are coming in. But Evander Kane, you're getting value for the Edmonton Oilers. Over 2.5 shots on goal for Evander Kane. Joe's coming in at minus 114. And you look at him in the last game, he was able to only get two, but in the games prior, 5 and 4 shots on goal. And we're seeing this as they're really targeting other players, the defense of the Dallas Stars, and allowing Evander Kane to get a little bit more open out there on the ice. This is going to be one heck of a game tonight, Joe.
Yeah, I don't think he's got a point in the series yet, Evander Kane, and he was phenomenal prior to this series. Events Vancouver, he was great. Like, he was a huge part of what they were doing, the success that they were having, but he's kind of been MIA, but that's Ottinger for you here. And I guess Robertson's pretty happy Roope Hintz is back in the lineup, because, my goodness, he gets back in the lineup and Robertson gets the hat trick. And I don't think that should be a shock to anybody. We were wondering what kind of role he would play if he came back healthy. And I think we've got the answer. Is Dallas even that much more dangerous with him now?
Oh, absolutely. You look at this Dallas team, Joe, and it is loaded with so many playmakers, but Roope Hintz is so phenomenally strong out there on the ice. If it's not Roope Hintz getting these goals, and I could see him getting a goal tonight, but because I'm leaning towards this being the lower scoring side of things, I really don't want to put my money there. But if they try to cover Jason Robertson, because he was able to get the hat trick in the last game, well, then they're going to leave Roope Hintz open. And Roope Hintz, we know, so phenomenal at finding the back of the net and lighting that lamp. So I can see the combination of these two being lights out again tonight.
Yeah, Wyatt Johnson, too. They got a ton of weapons here, Dallas. But we already know Edmonton needs to play like they played in the first period of the last game. I'm not quite sure what happened in the second period. It kind of looked like they ran out of gas, Joe. Like they were so good in the first. They were flying everywhere. They took it to Dallas. They had a 2-0 lead, and then nobody showed up in the second period. And by that time, I think that's really where Dallas won that game. But they're going to have to keep that energy up all game here, Joe. Can they do that?
I don't think so. I really don't. You look at Edmonton and you're right, Joe. It looks like they run out of gas out there on the ice. This team loves that run and gun hockey in that first period, coming out so phenomenally strong, finding the back of the net and lighting that lamp in the first couple of minutes out there trying to set a tone, but it's not working with the Dallas Stars. The Dallas Stars, with their depth, they can keep going. Every single one of their lines is so impactful out there. And Edmonton either has a hot night out of Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid, or their other lines have to pick it up, and Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl are held for nothing. It's not good.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
It just can't be those guys. Got to be somebody else. Joe Madden, we appreciate it as always here. Plenty of opportunities to cash those tickets. Go ahead and do some Game Time Decisions. We'll be back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you hanging with us here as we're getting ready for a big night on the ice. Game 4 there in the Western Conference Finals. Top of the hour between the Dallas Stars and the Edmonton Oilers. A lot at stake here, and Edmonton knows they can't lose a second game at home and head back to Dallas for a game 5 down 3-1. We saw the Panthers do it against the Rangers last night, and Edmonton tonight certainly priced as if they are going to win this game and defend home ice. So that should be a fantastic game coming up again, top of the hour there. We'll have you covered on in-game live primetime here on the Sports Grid Network. In the meantime, we've got plenty going on in Major League Baseball. For some reason, the Mets just refuse to lose this game, and mostly because they continue to give Dodgers runs. It's now 10-3 here as they're finally heading to the bottom of the ninth inning. Dodgers looking now, went from a 5-game losing streak to now it looks like a 3-game winning streak here, handling business against the Mets. The Orioles and Corbin Burnes on the mound, taking on the Red Sox and Cutter Crawford. And this was a game that we kind of laughed at the low total, 7. We had Mark Zinno on last hour, and he was talking about, boy, oh boy, this feels like a low total. We got wind blowing out at Camden Yards. We've got Corbin Burnes, who was hit a little bit here over the last couple of outings, and Cutter Crawford also not exactly known to shut teams down. And sure enough, here we are at the end of the third inning with the Orioles up 5-1 over the Red Sox. Red Sox scored first, and then the Orioles' Gunnar Henderson came up with the bases juiced and parked one out into right center field. So 5-1 in that one at the end of the third here. We also, and this is probably going to shock a few people, but we have no score in the Rays and Athletics. That is really the least surprising result so far of the evening, as the Athletics trying to take a second one from the hapless Rays, who just can't hit the ball. It's kind of disgusting when you think about it. 18 runs over the last eight games is all the Rays have been able to muster here, and that is not going to get it done, not even against the Oakland Athletics. The rookie for Atlanta on the mound here today, they called this kid up, and he promptly went 1-2-3 in the top of the first inning against the Washington Nationals. This is a kid that they highly regard in the organization. He was a number two pick, I believe, or second round pick, rather, last year. A kid out of Nebraska who has just been mowing them down in double A ball, and they're calling him up. It's a good spot, obviously, against the Nats to be able to see, all right, let's see what this kid has. They're still trying to figure out what they're going to be doing without Ronald Acuña, which was just unbelievably sad that not one but two ACL tears in what, the last 4 years. That is just unbelievable. But Atlanta has shown an ability to be able to win even without him. And right now they've got a rookie pitcher on the mound taking on Mackenzie Gore. He did strike out one in the top of the first inning. We'll keep an eye on that one as it moves along. We are looking forward, of course, to a few more that are getting ready to go here, including Imanaga on the mound for the Cubs, taking on the Brewers here tonight. Wilson on the mound, who's also been a big surprise for the Milwaukee Brewers here this season. The Brewers sitting at eight games over 500. In the meantime, the Cubs, prior to last night, well, I should say, except for the 10th inning last night, in which they scored five runs, which was the most runs that they have scored in about a month, this lineup has been absolutely putrid for the Cubs. They started the season off great, and they haven't been able to hit water if they fell out of a boat, but they did last night. Now they're going to have to take on Wilson on the road and look to put back-to-back efforts together. Like Imanaga's chances here, especially early against the Brewers, who have already proven they can't hit left-handed pitching. So I think this is a good opportunity for Imanaga and company and the Cubs maybe to turn this thing into a bit of a winning streak. We'll have much more on Major League Baseball and, of course, the NBA Finals. We'll look ahead coming up next year, Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network, as we've got plenty of MLB happening here. We still have to decide who from the West is going to take on the Boston Celtics in the NBA Finals here. We're still on track for Stanley Cup Finals here. And we also have the all-important RBC Canadian Open starting tomorrow. And who better to help us navigate through this than the one and only Brady Cannon, who no doubt is probably still cashing and counting his money on that Davis Riley pick last week, because everybody had Davis Riley at 250-1, Brady, right?
Oh, my goodness. I tell you what, you know, it's been the year of the underdog on the PGA Tour. I mean, we've had, you know, 400, 500, you know, 125, you name it, a lot of triple-digit winners. I spoke with a lot of bookmakers last week. I think the sports books got pretty healthy with Davis Riley winning. No one at BetMGM, not a single ticket was on Riley. here at the Westgate Superbook locally in town, there was one for $20. And at Circus Sports, there was less than a handful, maybe a few at small dollar amounts. So yeah, nobody, unfortunately, including myself, was on Davis Riley. He really came out of the blue. And I guess it was kind of unveiled that he was dealing with some nagging injuries earlier in the year. You'd like it if, you know, golf would kind of have an injury report like they do in the NFL. And if we knew maybe Riley was, you know, smarting a little bit, but that's an argument for another day, I guess. And, you know, Joe, I lost my first in-game play of the year. You know, I've won three successfully on Scottie Scheffler, but the man who I've compared to Floyd Mayweather couldn't find a way to the winner's circle last weekend. And, you know, I bet on him in game when his price got up there pretty high. I just expected Riley to come back to the pack at some point. But congrats to the young man, the Alabama Crimson Tide, former golfer in Tuscaloosa from Mississippi, just held strong and was not rattled at all by the number one player in the world trying to track him down.
And to his credit, good old, you know, Scotty on Thursday did not come out well. He shot two over par. But guess what? On Sunday, he was in the final group. So we just, if it wasn't for that Thursday round, we'd be having a totally different conversation, I am sure, here. But we have to go to Canada now this week here as Hamilton, I believe, which was the site of this Canadian, oh, what, 4 years ago, I believe, when Rory last won it. So this one is roving, right? It switches courses, not the same course as a year ago. So what do we know about Hamilton, and what are we looking at this week?
Yeah, you're right. Rory won this one going away in 2019 by 7 shots over Shane Lowry. And so thus he's a very heavy favorite here at about plus 425 or so this week, I think is about the consensus number. I think it's a great golf course. It looks just like a classic track. Now, it's going to be somewhat different than what we saw in 2019, because immediately after that, they brought in Martin Ebert to do a renovation, kind of similar to what we saw Gil Hance's team do to Colonial last week. It's not really a change, more or less. It's just trying to bring the course back to its original design, which, by the way, Hamilton was originally designed in 1914 by Harry Colt. And so, you know, you get these classic great golf courses with the dog legs and the thick rough and the narrow fairways. And I believe Ebert was just really brought in to kind of restore all of that. So I think it'll play maybe a little differently than in 2019. You know, Rory got all the way to 22 under. You could have a little bit of a birdie fest here, because for the third week in a row, Joe, we've got a lot of rain coming into this event. So I think the golf course will be soft. These guys can hit some long irons into these greens and not worry about the ball running off the surface. I think they'll be able to hold these putting surfaces. But you do need to keep the ball in the fairway. Driving accuracy is a point of emphasis. Strokes gained approach. The par threes here are really tough. 3 out of the 4 are well over 200 yards. The other one's a strong 180 yards. The par fours are anywhere from 400 to 450 plus yards. So it's a pretty, I mean, I think it'll be somewhat similar to what we saw last week. You saw at Colonial, the scoring wasn't exactly that easy. I mean, what was it, 14 under that won? Maybe we get a little lower this year, or this week rather, because of the soft conditions. But I'd be surprised if we got to 20.
So a few Canadians in this tournament here, and I think up until what Nick Taylor won it last year, but at a different course. But to this day, Brady, the greatest tackle I've ever seen on the 18th hole by the security guard was probably, without a doubt, the best thing to look up on YouTube here. Do you have any Canadians to take this trophy down again for a second year straight?
You know, Joe, it's been a habit of mine, and not necessarily intentional, certainly not this year, to stay away from the Canadians in their own national open, because I think the pressure is intense. Nick Taylor winning last year at Oakdale, which is kind of a similar layout here to Hamilton, was the first Canadian-born player to win the Canadian Open in 69 years. Doesn't happen that often. And I imagine these Canadian fans, Cam Stewart included, who I think might be up there for a round or two, are ready to just burst at the seams off of that momentum that was so exciting last year with Adam Hadwin out there running to go congratulate Taylor, getting tackled. Taylor had just holed a 72-foot eagle putt on the fourth playoff hole to take out Tommy Fleetwood. So I think this event has a little momentum here coming in. And by the way, we're on a hell of a run here. You go from the Wells Fargo to the PGA to Colonial to Canada. We come back next week to Jack's event, the Memorial, a signature event, and then the U.S. Open at Pinehurst. And then that's followed by another signature event, the Travelers Championship. So a good run in golf right now.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. So we're coming off a 250-1 winner last week in Davis Riley. Is it a bomb? Is it middle of the road? It certainly ain't Rory, is it?
Right. I stayed away from Rory. You know, there's very few short, guys at the top of the board this week. You've got Rory, Sam Burns, Fleetwood, Noren, Thigala. And after that, it pretty quickly jumps to 40-1 and higher. I took one short. Actually, I took two. And Sahith Thigala, I landed on at 20-1. The numbers just make too much sense. But I was worried that I would be selecting a very popular player this week, and I am. I mean, there's a lot of people on Sahith, and it's understandable because, like I say, after you get past those handful of guys, it's a lot of long bombs. And I think the sharper players are out there looking for some bombs. I took Thigala. I took Alex Noren, who's been red hot, 8 straight top 25 finishes. I think this is a great setup for him. And after that, I went with some bigger price guys. I went with Aaron Rye at 42-1. Great ball striker. He's got all the tools. If he can make a few putts, I think he'll be in contention. He was third last year here at Oakdale and 13th the year before at St. George's, which I think are both similar courses to Hamilton. And then after that, I went even deeper, 80-1 on Mark Hubbard. Guy's really probably having the best year of his career. He was in contention for a minute at the PGA Championship. He's gotten the putting figured out, which always used to be a real Achilles heel for him. Very accurate off the tee, great ball striker. And then I went to Seamus Power, triple digits, at 105-1, who's been really good in signature events against the top, against the cream of the crop. He was 12th at the RBC Heritage at Harbortown and 16th at the Wells Fargo. So in a watered down field like this, I'm hoping he comes to play.
L-E-T-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
And is able to have a high finish like that. If he's able to do that well against the best competition, he might really shine here. And then, Joe, I went off the board with a guy that has been injured for almost 2 years. I think it might be time for Daniel Berger to get back to the winner's circle. He's had 5 made cuts in his last 6 starts. He might be fully healthy again. And you know, this guy was a top player in the world before he had the back issues.
Well, here in the South Florida area, Brady Cannon. Good luck. Let's cash those tickets. Game Time Decisions returns after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network on this final Wednesday of May. Just around the corner, of course, we'll have an NBA Finals. We'll have a NHL Finals playing for a Stanley Cup. And then, of course, the dog days of summer will be here before you know it. But we got a lot going on here tonight. Nobody knows it better than a man taking over at the top of the hour. Scotty Wetzel on In-Game Live Prime Time. And Scotty, we don't have any NBA action here tonight. We do have a couple of WNBA games, but we got that all-important Game 4 in Edmonton in the NHL here. And we just saw Florida do it last night, back against the wall, down 2-1 at home. Similar result here? Are we thinking Edmonton gets this thing tied up tonight?
Nah, I'm going to go dogs. I'm going to go Dallas. You know, the old saying in Vegas, you know, same thing that happens one day is not going to happen the next. So I think most people probably think that, right? Down 2-1 home team, just like last night. I'm going to buck the trend there. I'm going to go Dallas to Joe. Plus 114 or so on FanDuel, depending on where you do your shopping. They're 6-1 on the road this year. They lost game one, but they've won 2 in a row. I had them winning the series in 5, maybe 6. Wasn't too encouraged after they lost game one, but after watching them these last couple of days, and if they get Jason Robertson going, arguably their best player, get the hat trick last time, then they're going to win this series easily. So we're all, you know, I am anyway, waiting for the Edmonton Oilers to be the Edmonton Oilers, just like the Toronto Maple Leafs became the Toronto Maple Leafs. You know, they're not going to win Edmonton, so why not now? So I think Dallas actually takes both games in Edmonton and really goes back home and wins it in 5.
They are just give a finger, take an arm, Dallas, because I thought they might be in trouble after that effort in the last game by Edmonton. But then they came out and it was like a totally different team. Dallas and Edmonton looked like they ran out of gas, and Dallas basically at that point took it over. So you mentioned it, 6-1 makes it very hard to go with the better goalie on the road here. But if you're looking ahead, if Dallas is going to win this, who are they playing for a Stanley Cup final?
That's the key, right? Let me throw one prop at you for the game tonight that I really like. And listen, this is about making money, right? You could put 1,000 games and props in, right? So, but there is one, Joe, that stands out to me. Jake Ottinger, 20 saves or more in every game this playoff series. Now, they offered that at the beginning of the series, and they offered it again after game one and after game two and after game three. They're continuing to offer it, and it's right around pick'em or so. It's minus 134 for him to get 20 saves or more in the last 2 or 3, whatever it ends up being, 4 maybe playoffs games. I'm thinking 2, you know, maybe 3. But here's the thing. They played 7 times this year in the regular season and postseason combined. Every game he's had 20 saves or more against Edmonton, or at least Edmonton has had 24 or more shots in every single game. I think Ottinger was in all the games, but maybe not. But still, point is, Edmonton in 7 games has had 20-plus shots. So there's really no reason, especially tonight down, you know, 2-1, you know they're going to come out flying. So I think at minus 134, you know, it's not pick 'em. But I think that's a pretty solid bet, because I think Dallas is going to win, and I think that's going to force Edmonton to really kind of turn it on. I don't know how he doesn't get 20 saves unless he gets hurt and doesn't play a game.
Yeah, they got to be desperate and chucking everything at him tonight. Right. I would imagine a lot of shot on goal opportunities in the prop market for Edmonton here, who's not going to have a choice here. So should be a good one here. It's been a very interesting conference finals. But you got to give me the winner of the next one here. We got game five coming up tomorrow with the Rangers and Panthers. Who's winning that series?
Well, it's destined for seven, right? Both teams been able to win on the road.
Yep.
And they did offer a prop. I couldn't find it today. Hopefully FanDuel or some of the other sites pops it up there. But they offered a prop of will either series go to game seven overtime? And it wasn't great odds. It was like 5 or 6 to 1. It really was like, wow, the odds should be higher than that. But, you know, if you gave me that prop again, I would be all over it because this series, Florida and the Rangers, it's destined for seven games. They've already had three overtime games already out of the four. There is like, I would take that almost at a 50-50 bet if you could find it, to tell you the truth. But I'm sticking with the Panthers. My heart says Panthers because me and Sharapan have a three championship parlay, which we need Florida or Dallas to win the Stanley Cup. My brain kind of says the Rangers, but I'll lean towards Florida. They are road favorites. I'm surprised. A little small, not big, but road favorites for game five in New York. So the boys in Vegas think Florida's going to win it.
Well, we've had 12 periods, and Florida has legit outplayed the Rangers in what? 10 of them, Scotty? 9-10? Yeah. So, I mean,
the Rangers aren't getting 20 shots, Joe. They're like scoring a bunch of goals, but they're getting like 20 shots a game.
Yes.
I mean, there's like no scoring opportunities for the Rangers. It's a minor miracle.
No.
It's 2-2. It really is.
Exactly. The better team usually wins in a seven, you know, best of seven here. And I don't think there's any question of who the better team has been thus far. But just keep playing that plus 300 regulation tie. Those games are going to be, if it ain't broke, we ain't fixing it here at all. So should be a good one. How about a Major League Baseball here tonight? We got some of the late games getting ready to come up. I believe the Brewers taking on Imanaga, who missed his last start there. They've pushed him back. Unless I'm missing something, why would he be anything different than what he already is, except he's already given up two runs here in the bottom of the first inning? So 2-0 Brewers right now.
All right. I was going to say under. I was in that one because he was pitching. Cubby's 8-1 when he throws. The ERA under 1.
Yeah.
It's not a good sign, right, when you're missing a start in May. You know, you want to miss a start in July, you know, August maybe, okay, but that's a little weird. I'll throw one at you real quickly. Jose Ramirez.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Home run, two hits, two RBIs, parlay, 5-1. The guy's been on fire. Best hitter in baseball in the month of May.
I fully think it's going to be a football game out at Coors Field here tonight. Scotty Wetzel, enjoy it. Cash those tickets. We'll close it out. Game time decisions here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network as we get ready to wrap up this edition. Scotty Wetzel and the crew coming up for a little in-game live prime time. They will have you covered once the puck drops in Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals, NHL, Edmonton trying to tie things up against Dallas at 2 games apiece here. That should be fantastic. We also have plenty of Major League Baseball going on right now, including a couple of interesting games. We just told you that the Brewers and Christian Yelich just parked one. They're still looking for this ball in Milwaukee. A two-run home run off of Imanaga and the Chicago Cubs, and he doesn't give up a lot of home runs nor a lot of runs. but it's already 2-0 here in the bottom of the first. Imanaga did miss his last start for a little extra rest, and it certainly looks like that so far in the bottom of the first inning. A grand slam by the Orioles. Gunnar Henderson has them up 5-1 in the top of the fifth. Corbin Burns on a mound for the Orioles. They're handling business. They're underway with the Blue Jays and White Sox, two teams nobody expects to win, but somebody has to, unfortunately. No, nothing there, end of one. The Twins have runners in scoring position on Seth Lugo, first and third, with just two outs now. They're first and third. Lugo trying to fight his way out of a rough bottom of the first inning, and he gets it. So nothing in that one, and we are getting ready for the start coming up next hour of the Guardians and the Rockies. You heard Scotty Wetzel tell you they're expecting Ramirez to have a night. I would expect a few guys to have a night here as the Guardians and Rockies played to 20 runs last night. I don't quite see how we're not getting to 20 runs or more in this one at Coors Field. The Yankees trying to bounce back against the Angels. Yankees bullpen melted down last night, giving up the lead and the game late. 4-3, they ended up losing. And now with Gill on a mound going up against Anderson, they're going to try to get one back here. I don't think they'll have a bit of a problem there. 8.5 is the total in that one. And then the late night game between the Astros and the Mariners, which should also be a pretty darn a good game here with the Astros and Mariners. It's a pick 'em price. And I believe we've got Verlander going here tonight for the Astros and Kirby going for Seattle. I think that one is absolutely going to be fun. And I do think we're probably looking at an under as that number has crashed now from 7.5. I am seeing some sevens right now showing up in the marketplace. T-Mobile Park in Seattle for the site of that one here. Also, don't forget, we got a couple of interesting NBA games still to come here. Well, maybe at least one. And that's going to be tomorrow night with the Dallas Mavericks trying to close out the Minnesota Timberwolves. You know what they say, the hardest game to win is the closeout one. And when you have a guy like Kyrie Irving, who was 14-0 when his teams had an opportunity to close out a team in a series, well, make it 14-1 because him and Luka were not good last night. They'll have an opportunity to do it again tomorrow night in Minnesota, and Minnesota is building a little confidence off of that win. Can they get it back to Dallas for an all-important game three? Watching the market in this one, and there is an awful lot of love for the Minnesota Timberwolves here. This was 4. We saw it go to 4.5. Now seeing 5s, but the total, not moving. 209, 209.5. So it's going to be very interesting to see. Looks like the public likes themselves some Minnesota Timberwolves here. We'll see. And they're giving them 4.5, 5 now. Will that line go up? There'll be a lot to keep an eye on here overnight. And of course, we've got you covered here on the Sports Grid Network. And straight up, we've got Scotty Wetzel, Dave Sherapin, and the crew will take over with a little in-game live primetime. And you are going to have plenty of great primetime baseball, not to mention 1, 2, 3 WNBA games underway. One more getting ready to start out west. So there's a little something for everyone tonight, including Game 4 in Edmonton between Dallas and the Oilers. So enjoy the games. Game time decision. We'll be back again tomorrow. Cash those tickets. We'll see you again soon.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.